Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. If you have any questions throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. Again, for questions, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hawkins, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Draelich. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Draelich, take it away.
Welcome, and remember, everyone, you're going to be checking in with us with your readings and food logs, okay? If you're just starting, you're doing a daily check-in for the first week only, and then we go to a weekly. We like to do that daily for the first week because it's going to get you on the ground running. It's going to get those new habits really drilled in quickly. And it's important with a lifestyle change like this that you don't start off, too loosey-goosey too lax, because that's not what's going to get you to make a real strong change mentally. That's, 98% of the battle here. So all of these years with eating the wrong way and getting the wrong advice and, all the wrong recommendations, and the medication lists get longer and the dosages get higher, et cetera. And, that's not what we want for you now. Now we want to take a hold of this thing. We want to turn this diabetes around and do a reversal on this so you don't get the complications of the disease. That's the name of the game, okay? That's the goal. So we want to get that A1C below 6.0 off your diabetic medication, your diabetes meds, with the normal fasting blood sugar. That's that first check in the morning before you eat. It's the most accurate. And then you fall into the category of what we call clinically non-diabetic, okay? So that's when you have those three things, and you're not going to get the complications of diabetes, and that's what we're after. Now, of course, if you can keep moving forward, after you get below 6.0 A1C, you're off your diabetes meds, you have a normal fasting sugar, stay on it and stay strict. Don't make that like your only end game. If you can keep going and get, 5.7 down to 5.6, down to 5.5, 5.4, and lower, well, more power to you and good for you, because, that's even better. That's even a better functioning system. That's even a better goal to have. But to avoid the complications, let's get the A1C below 6.0 off your diabetes meds with the normal fasting blood sugar, okay? So checking in daily for the first week, then we'll go to a weekly. You start your food logs right away, okay? So, but when you start that second week, you can print out the food logs. You have the template right there on week one when you log into the patient portal, and send them in with your, you'll see you can put your readings on there, all your food and condiments and dressings, and be really detailed on there because it's going to give you a bird's eye view and really get you focused on what you're doing. And it's going to give us kind of like a window into what you're doing. We don't live with you, obviously, so we're counting on you to let us know what's going on there so we can either tell you to send the ingredient labels in. If it's something questionable, you make sure you got to check those ingredient labels on all packaged foods, especially the condiments and things like that. They can get real tricky, and it can cause you to not only hit a plateau, but keep you from moving forward with teaching your body how to get its insulin sensitivity back, how to produce insulin better on its own, and get this body functioning better. This is a healing process, in quotations, because that's exactly what it is. It's not going to happen overnight. It is a process, and remember this statement, and you should write this down. This is a lifestyle for the rest of your life. Now, don't look at it as a negative thing. Oh, God, you're giving up all of your favorite stuff and everything and all of that. You got to change your mindset around. You got to flip it around and start telling yourself you're gaining a healthier life. You're, you know, enjoying finding new healthy foods that are low glycemic and, you know, not on the avoid list and are going to help you live a longer life and get this body tuned up. Now, aside from the diabetes, most of you, not all of you, but most of you are on blood pressure meds, cholesterol medication, triglyceride. Some of you are on gout medication, thyroid meds, and the list goes on and on. There's acid reflux and neuropathy medication for neuropathy pain. The list really goes on and on. Now, if you've had a major surgery and you've had an organ removed or something like that, or a major heart surgery or a valve replacement or a thyroid surgery and had that removed, that's a different conversation. If you have to be on something because of that, that's different. But in most cases, you'll be able to get off the meds if you stay strict and on track and get this body functioning better. Because when you're doing the wrong things and you're eating the wrong way and living an unhealthy lifestyle for many years, the numbers go up together. And that's why the dosages get higher. That's why the medication list gets longer, okay, and your conditions get worse, right? But the good news is when you do the right things, you stay away from that avoid list like the plague, you focus on the approved foods, the numbers start to come down together, okay? So that's why you'll see not only the blood sugar, the blood glucose numbers come down, but the blood pressure readings start coming down, the triglycerides start to come down, cholesterol starts to come down, all the numbers start coming down. So this is why you want to check these things and set up your station at home. You're getting on the weight scale. When you check in, we want your fasting blood sugar. That's the first check in the morning before you eat. That's the most accurate. We want your weight, okay? Get your weight scale and your blood pressure, especially if you're on blood pressure meds. You want to keep an eye on these things. So when it starts to come down, you can open up that conversation with your medical doctor, primary physician, and discuss recalibrating these, okay? Because just like a low blood sugar, when you don't feel well, same thing when you're on too much blood pressure meds or anything like that, you're not going to feel well because it's pushing things too low and sending your body all out of whack with your body chemistry and everything else. That's why when you have a visit with your MD and you're discussing your diabetes medication as numbers are coming down, always use that opportunity to talk about your full medication list. Anytime you can cross something off the list, I don't care if it's an acid reflux medication or anything that you don't think is that big of a deal, because they all the meds have side effects, okay? So look at all of those side effects really as other medications, if you think about it like that. So anytime you're crossing a medication off the list when it's appropriate with your medical doctor, and they know when the numbers will speak for themselves. Nobody wants you to go too low and not feel well. So make sure you have that discussion when you do visit with them and discuss your diabetes meds. Always take the opportunity to review the other medications too, okay? So, you know, anytime you can cross something off the list, you're getting rid of all those side effects from that medication as well. And then your body can start adapting and functioning better without that drug and those side effects as you move forward with the healing process, as your body moves forward with the momentum, as your body starts functioning better as a whole. This is the name of the game, okay? This is what I want you to focus on. So this is exciting, and I want you to have that mindset of you're teaching your body how to function better. Wow, I crossed this med off my list. Not only was it a diabetes medication, but he also took me off a blood pressure med. Wow, we got off an acid reflux med. Wow, I don't need the gout medication any longer. This is a great thing, okay? And then your body's going to recalibrate as it moves forward without those drugs, and until you get to the next level. And then you can open up the discussion again with your primary physician and start chipping away at this thing little by little. You don't want to go too fast. It's not a rush. It's not a race, okay? It wasn't a race to get you where you are now to have diabetes. So don't make it a race with the healing process and teaching your body how to function better as you start doing the right things, okay? Today's topic is about carbonation. And the reasons why we have it on the avoid list as far as, again, we go right back to what's going to get your body functioning at its best as you teach it how to get its insulin sensitivity back and heal and function better as a whole. So the carbonation is CO2. So we look at that as a waste product that you exhale, okay? So we don't want to ingest it. The carbonation itself has been known to disrupt the friendly flora in your intestines, which is the healthy bacteria, which is a big part of your immune system, and the free radical damage, which are cells that are, I guess you could call them the enemy cells that wreak havoc on the system and ricochet off the healthy cells and cause damage. That's what free radicals really are, for lack of a better, you know, that's kind of really it in a nutshell. So we don't want you to we don't have it on the plan for those reasons. So that being said, when you reach your goal and then you want to have a cheat or treat meal, we can revisit that later, but not now. Right now, we got to lock it down. We got to really be strict. And that's the only way you're going to turn this thing around. This is no halfway, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Oh, I just had a few pieces of birthday cake at little Johnny's birthday party or the holidays. You're sending your body the wrong signals. You're going to take backward steps. Don't lose the mindset of you have diabetes. This is not a cure, okay? But you're putting it into remission. You're making it go dormant. Okay, so you don't get the complications of the disease. That's the key. All right, so that's the thing about the carbonation. Stay away from it. Stick with the clear, purified water. Stay with the herbal teas. Excuse me, the herbal teas are okay, but you want to see caffeine-free. Those words on the box. Okay. And lemon water, of course, is extremely healthy that we have on the plan and things like that. So unsweetened almond milk, unsweetened coconut milk are okay. All right, make sure it's unsweetened. You don't have any added sugar or anything crazy. There's a lot of companies out there making a lot of things. Please take the time to read the ingredient labels. I can't stress it enough. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And this way you don't bring it home and get irritated, okay? It happens with the condiments. And look, I'm giving you all and also a heads up because the label reading, it's not only frustrating from the aspect that you got to do it, you're not used to doing it. I understand, or we understand at HYD. But look at it as a new adventure, and you're finding things that, wow, I didn't realize that mayonnaise had sugar in it. I always use it in my chicken salad. I've always used it in my egg salad. On and on it goes, and multiple times a day, and it adds up throughout the week and throughout the month. And, you know, next thing you realize, all this sugar is in your diet, and you didn't even realize it because you really weren't paying attention to it, you know, maybe. So keep it in mind. Don't bring it home. And some of the prints, and I've heard complaints about this too. Some of the print is so small on the label. Even I have a hard time with it. I have a magnifying glass in my kitchen, or I bring it with me sometimes for that reason. It's so small. I think they do it on purpose so you can't see it, but you might want to bring one with you in case so you can see and you don't skip over the ingredient that says sugar right there. When you assume that it was okay. All right. So not to beat that up too much, but I really want to drive it home how important it is And of course, cooking fresh and everything, you know what's in it. That's always the best way to start anyway. And you know exactly what you're getting. But pay attention closely to the labels. Stay away from the carbonated beverages. Stick with the allowable things we have that you can drink that I just mentioned. And you'll be better off for it. Your body will be happier. We want to get this body functioning at its best. And there you go. So we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions. I do want to say two things before we do that. One, if it goes 10 minutes or so with no comments or questions and it's a little quiet, we will end the call early, the operator and I, so we don't have to sit with dead air for too long. But we also, when we do send out the e-blasts every week announcing the group call, please make sure you check in your email. Make sure you check your junk and spam folder in case it jumped over there. You want to put our email in your contact list so things come through smoothly. And, you want to in the e-blast that comes through, we have the recording for the previous week. Excuse me, I couldn't spit that out for some reason. The recording for the previous week, so you can listen to it at your leisure. And I just wanted to let you know on that. Now, if you have anything administrative you need handled, okay, if you're waiting for something to come in your email and you're not receiving it, if you're waiting for something to come in regular mail, supplements, something you're waiting for, you haven't received it, you have a question about something, just leave a message on the check-in line. Remember, 800-321-9054 or support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Those are the two ways you can check in. If you're calling it in, say you have a question after you check in with your readings. We'll always return your call the same day, okay, Monday through, we're here 7 days a week. But on the calls, you'll get a return call Monday through Saturday. Emails are going to be 7 days a week. We'll always get back to you the same day, but the person listening to the check-ins is not going to be there on a Sunday, but we will be there to respond for the email, okay? So we are here 7 days a week. Keep that in mind. If you're checking in by email, put the questions in the email if you want, or just send a question through the email. We'll always get back to you the same day. We want your questions answered. We know that, you know, regular doctors and all that are always off on the weekends and holidays. We want to be here for you to at least give you the right recommendation or tell you what's going on or that thing. But keep good communication with your medical doctor, okay? Especially if you're getting close to the weekend and you know they're not going to be around. Let them know you're on a low glycemic meal plan with Help Your Diabetes, you're on some good nutrition. Show them the nutrition. Let them know what's going on so they know the reasons why your readings are coming down and you have a different relationship now. Nothing's a mystery here. You want to keep the communication good with not just your primary, the nurse that works in the office or the physician's assistant or the specialist that you're dealing with, some of you, whether it's the endocrinologist or it could be anything, the eye doctor, it could be the list goes on and on, of course. So keep good communication. Let them know. So when things are changing, numbers-wise, they know how to talk to you about recalibrating any of your meds. And that good communication is going to make your journey through this process much better. You're going to have a much better time and all that. I know with my own doctor that I call when I do need something or whatever, good communication has made our relationship 1,000 times better. So break through some of those barriers that maybe the communication's not so good with your doctors and let them know what's going on. You know, listen, you want to turn your life around. You want to be healthier. You want to feel better. And believe me, they're going to learn something from this too. And as they see the results, they can tell other patients about it. And, we're kind of paying it forward and you're doing a good thing. As far as that goes. All right. So, operator, we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions now. I'm ready when you are. Take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press *0. Again, those who just joined, for questions, please press *0.
Anybody out there, *0 if you have a question?
Our first question comes from Joy. Joy, please state your question.
Okay.
Okay, Joy, you're the first one, 2021. How are you?
Fine, thank you. we're coming into 2021, and I'm coming to the end of like six months on this program and doing fine.
Oh, you are?
Fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good.
But I'm seeing towards the end, and I know you say this is a lifestyle change or whatever. So what happens at the end of my time? I just keep on doing it myself?
Well, exactly, yeah. So, well, let me – 6 months, really? So you should you'll keep checking in, Joy, until the supplements are finished, okay?
Okay.
If you have some that's kind of what we say because we – you end up having maybe a little bit extra there. So go ahead and keep checking in until those are gone. And then we'll be making our maintenance recommendations when you get to the end there see what's going on. Yeah, that's kind of how we do. We have a maintenance thing that we do offer if necessary, if you choose to do it. You stick with the lifestyle. That's exactly it. If you want to jump on the maintenance thing, you could get the supplements and the maintenance packs if it's something you want to, if you want to use your own supplements, you can. But we do offer something like that. But you should be like, you still have supplements left?
I have one. I have one box after this one.
Okay, go ahead and check in, Julie, until they're all gone. Okay, and then we'll visit the main. It might be a little bit longer than anticipated or whatever, but that's okay. I just want you to know, go ahead and do that. And then we'll visit the maintenance conversation at that point. So stay strict, keep moving forward, keep this thing dialed in so we can keep improving and, get to where you can start reducing and recalibrating meds with the help of your MD. And that's kind of where you're at though. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Oh, okay, you're very welcome, you bet.
All right.
Bye-bye now. Yep.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions.
So everyone, listen, anybody listening out there, please stay strict, okay? Please stay super strict. Stay away from that avoid list. Don't get caught up in words like paleo and keto and things. Nothing wrong with those or the carnivore diet people. There's a lot of great stuff going on out there. But when we're talking about reversing your diabetes, okay, this is what we're doing right now. You got to be careful when it comes to things like keto because they allow a lot of dairy and things like this. A lot of healthy things they do and all of that, a lot of healthy stuff there. But when it comes to reversing your diabetes, we want you to stick to what we got here and stay away from that avoid list. Don't just assume it's okay because a neighbor told you this or you're seeing something here. We want you to get the best results with this diabetes, type 2 diabetes reversal, and trust the process over here at Help Your Diabetes Land. Okay? You're on the Help Your Diabetes Island now. And when we get to our goal, okay, we don't want you to kind of make your own hybrid, okay, and get off track. And you start seeing you'll be hitting these plateaus and you're not going to get to where you need to get to. We got to focus and stay on the HYD train, okay? Wrestle. The cravings are going to get easier, I promise you. As you start going through it, that's going to start to calm down and you're going to see. It's worth the time. Now, all of the years that you put into to becoming diabetic, some of you decades, it's not going to turn around overnight, okay? But you got to lock it down, okay? Get the stuff out of the house that's going to tempt you. Have people around you that are supportive, of course. And, what you're going to find is if you have a spouse that is not diabetic, and they're doing the cooking or whatever. It can be a little frustrating, but I want you to communicate usually they're on some other medication, usually. Not all the time, but there's a blood pressure, there's a cholesterol, maybe a thyroid. They can improve those. They can reduce and get off those meds unless there's some major surgery we're talking about. But a lot of times that happens. So you do it together, everybody reaps the benefit. Okay, if everybody ate like a diabetic, the world would be a much healthier place. So look at that as, you know, you might be the diet one with diabetes and they don't have it, but they have other health issues. But they're going to benefit by improving those health issues and getting off those medications, or maybe just even reducing them at a much better scale, which is a big deal. Okay, so, you know, share in that whole journey there, and go after all these other things going on. So I just wanted to bring that up because, you know, look, I mean, there's a lot of stress going on now, right? Without having to even get into it, we all know. So keeping that energy around you and keeping that household healthy, the healthier you are, the stronger your immune system as a family, we don't have to worry about the COVID, right? And be as this thing is changing and going through that whole thing as it comes around, a stronger immune system, it doesn't like strong immune systems. Remember that. So keep that in mind. Okay, this is that's the big picture. Okay, and stick with the process here. Stay away from the avoid list that we have. Don't go after other things that you see that are going to get you off track. Okay, and that's what I wanted to say. I think it's really important. And anyway, star zero if you have a question. We're here for you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions.
The operator, we'll give it some time a little bit and see if anybody's out there. Just coming back from our first one after the holidays. Not everybody's ready to get fully dialed in, and which is understandable. But we'll give it a little bit more time and see what's going on out there. Anybody out there, star zero. Remember, if it goes another, I don't know, 5 minutes or so with dead air, well, we'll be ending the call early. Thank you, Joy, for calling in and asking the question. And we're going to get back on track. And as we get into 2021, I thought of something, you know, as they say, hindsight is 2020. Well, let's leave 2020 exactly there. Okay. So star zero if you have a question. Okay. Operator. I think we're going to end the call now, and happy new year to you, operator. I hope everybody over there on that end of the thing, and we're ready for a new year coming up. Everybody's family is okay. And taking care of ourselves as we move down into a new year and keep moving forward. Okay, well, we're going to see you next Saturday. Remember, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same bat channel, same bat station. And we're going to be doing this every Saturday. And don't forget, if you're just starting with us, make sure you're checking in daily for the first week. Let's get those food logs in. 800-321-9054 is our check-in line. support@helpyourdiabetes.com is the check-in email. Whatever you need, we're here for you 7 days a week. Let's make it a great weekend. Stay on track, everyone, and hope you have a nice weekend, and we will see you next Saturday. Again, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and have a good one. Operator, take it easy. Bye-bye now.